Corn, soybeans, and wheat all ended the week higher last week as we pause for the Labor Day holiday today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield in every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures ended the week here, trading around 10 to 12 cents higher here in the front month contract. Soybeans anywhere from 5 to 8 cents higher as well. We'll take a look at the rest of the numbers coming up here very shortly. Again, the markets are closed today for the Labor Day holiday. Friday's trade featured month-end position squaring as short side traders race to book profits while also avoiding the beginning of the delivery period for September futures next week. The firm corn market offered support to soybean and wheat futures, both recovering from a sluggish start Friday to finish higher heading into the long weekend. In outside markets, equities relaxed in the month end following three straight sessions higher. Energy markets were lower and a continuation of mixed trade throughout the week. Treasury yields were mostly lower as PCE data on Friday morning showed consumers in July were made avid spenders despite generally higher prices. The key inflation metric fell within expectations of the Federal Reserve is likely to have all the supporting features in place to cut its target rate by a quarter point in next month's meeting. On the livestock side of things, bids were offered throughout the day in the cash cattle market, but no new trade developed. It was a successful day across the complex as all three of the markets closed higher. Bids were offered throughout the day again, but nothing really developed. We'll take a look at those numbers and where they're going to start your Tuesday right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Again, markets are closed here for the holiday, but we're going to take a look at where they finished Friday. September corn was up 12 and a half at 398 even. December new crop up 10 and a quarter at 420 and a quarter. November beans were up 6.5 at 1054 and a half. January up 5 3/4 at 1072 and a half. Soybean meal was down $2.70 at 283.60. Soy oil down 28 cents at 51.47. Chicago wheat up 7 3/4 at 518 even. Kansas winter wheat was 6 cents higher at 492 3/4. Kansas spring wheat unchanged at 507 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat was up 4 cents at 559 1/4. Oats was up 7 1/4 at 308 1/2. We saw triple digit gains in the cattle complex, double digit gains in the hogs. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.